You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
The views and opinions of the following program is not necessarily those of WOKB, staff, and management of Unity Broadcasting.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And guess what, folks? Today's the big show. This is our big anniversary show. That's right. You'll hear all our co-hosts on the show today. It's going to be a very interesting, entertaining, fun show, I hope. And those folks that are listening for the first time want to know what this is all about. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Before we get started, let me introduce the players tonight. To my left, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I am, and I'm so happy and pleased to be here for our special 6th anniversary show. Welcome, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the April 25th, 2021 edition.
And let me introduce you to our next co-host, Gary Sinclair. Are you there?
Howdy, howdy. I sure am. And boy, is it an exciting day today.
And now let me introduce you to the big, bad, tough one, the one that's in charge, the one that's, well, what can I say, the smart, the beautiful co-host, Lynn. Well, no, her name is Sheila Young. I almost want to say Lynn and Sheila, because they're both tough and rough. So we got Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us tonight.
And then we have Big Dave, co-host. Big Dave, Dave Hildebrand. Are you there, Dave?
I am here. Good evening, everybody. One and all, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
And we'll have, believe it or not, our friend. Well, he's been with us a long, long time.
Way back.
Way back. Yeah, he's our guest host. Guest host. He was our co-host, and he's our guest host tonight. The intelligent one from Ocala, Florida. His name is Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles Brooks, you there?
I am here. Happy anniversary. Good evening, everyone.
It's good, good evening. Glad you're feeling better. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
You sound good.
Thank you.
And let me introduce you. He's a little under the weather. He's home tonight. He's not our engineer tonight. We have the one, the only, Chris Shaw, the one who's been with us the whole time. Chris Shaw, are you there? Yeah, you put up with all these years. Chris Shaw, you there?
Top of the great evening to you. How great thou art.
Hi, Chris.
Hope you're feeling better,
Chris.
Get well soon, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I appreciate it. Just working up a sweat over here.
There you go.
Better.
We love you, Chris. And in the studios tonight, being engineer tonight, and he's in charge. He's our producer tonight. He's our engineer tonight. His name is Glenn Allgood. Glenn?
What's going on?
Glenn?
What's going on? And I was the first one. I'm the original. I'm the original. I was before Chris. I have you to know. Happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary.
I was here when you guys started. I started you guys off.
That's right.
He's the first of the first.
Absolutely, I am. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
We thank
you.
It's only
hey, guys.
And then he brought tonight his lovely, beautiful wife who's going to be answering the phone for us. His name is Angela. Angela, his wife Angela.
Say hey, Angela.
Angela, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Angela.
Hello. Happy anniversary.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
And thanks for helping us, and thanks for answering the phone for us. Thank you so much, Angela. Appreciate it.
She sounds good on the radio, doesn't she?
Okay, before we get started, Lynn's got a couple shout-outs.
Just a quick shout-out. I'd like to shout-out to Sylvia Perez. And Sylvia is at Mississippi State University. And hello, Sylvia, if you're listening. And I'd also like to give a happy birthday to our friend Rory Hoffman. Kelly's friend Rory Hoffman, today is his birthday, and he's down there in Nashville. But happy birthday, Rory. I'm finished.
So now it's time for the Big Six anniversary, Glenn. Anniversary time.
Hey there, guys. It's Greg Lindberg from Wesley Chapel, Florida, and I've got a quick message for you guys tonight. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, blind and beyond. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Michael, Lynn, Chris, Sheila, Gary, Charles, Dave, and the entire Blind and Beyond radio show family. Love you guys. Take care.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So
beautiful. That was Greg Lindberg.
That was a surprise.
He said
that was such a surprise. Wow. I knew that was Greg. That was excellent. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Well,
yay.
What happened was he couldn't call in tonight because his dad is playing the trumpet. Dr. Lindberg is playing the trumpet out tonight at an organization, first time since COVID, and
that's no excuse. He should be calling in.
Okay, right now, folks, I'm going to give away our first prize.
Oh, wow.
Listen to this, folks. I want you to listen to this. The first one who calls up, I want a new listener. I want a new listener. Someone has been listening maybe a short time, but someone has never called in before. Maybe you listen a long time, but you've never called in before. Or you have to call in. And tell us what you like about the show. If you like the show, call in. It's worth $25. No, there's no, you don't have to guess nothing. Just call in. Tell us what you like about the show. The phone was 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Just tell us what you like about the show. If you're a new listener or if you've never called in before, if you've been listening for years but you never called in, that's even better. Call in now.
Even if you have to make something up, that's okay.
Just tell us what you like about the show. 407-894-1680. The first one who calls in, 407-894-1680. I'll repeat it again, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you have something nice about the show, say why you're listening to the show. If you never called in the show before, call in now. Let's hear from you. You get a $25 gift card from either CVS Drugstore or Walgreens. Either one, $25 gift card. We'll send it out to you from CVS or Walgreens. That's all. Just tell us what you like about the show. If you hate me, well, you can still call in. So,
even if you dislike harassing Michael, that's good enough.
David, that's all. You're on the air. Do you have any shout-outs, Dave? Quick
shout out. Wow, do I ever? Let's see. If I should have written them down. Let's see. A big shout out to Quidra Young, who he and his wife are going to be having a baby. I think a baby girl coming up in September. Let's see, my buddy Hirsch and in Daytona, Al Hammond, and my good buddy across the way, Neville, who gave us a beautiful papaya a couple days ago that we just enjoyed. So how about that?
That was nice. Okie dokie. How about you, Sheila?
Sheila, you there?
Well, now let's go today to Gary.
Gary, anything to say?
Yeah. I want to say hello to my grandson, Braden. And I think CB Pete's daughter's listening tonight. So if you're listening, give us a call right in and say hello.
Oh, that's nice. How about you, Charles?
Well, I'd like to say hello to all my friends out there in Radio Land. All enjoy the show.
And I'm sorry, I was muted. It's okay. I try to mute myself. I want to say hello to everybody that I have been able to meet throughout the country that might be listening, and hopefully one of them is calling in to win your prize, Michael, because I've met a lot of people that have been listening to the show. So thank you so much for listening.
And we'll be doing prizes all throughout the show tonight, giving away a lot of prizes tonight. So the $25 gift cards coming your way from CVS or Walgreens, either one. So if anybody who's never called in before, maybe you got something nice to say, call in now, 407-894-1680.
I was going to try to disguise my voice and call in just to win the prize, but I knew that wouldn't be right, so.
Nah.
I won't. But it was tempting, though, because that's a good prize.
You know, Glenn, if you're listening, I forgot that you started the show with us back in the day.
I see.
I did, too.
Oh, shame on us.
I see. Wow. But it's been a while, and man, you guys have done really, really well. I recorded Charles. I recorded Gary. I did all the original recordings back there. That was me. How could y'all forget me? What is going on? But you know what that is? I love it. I love it. I love it that the Shaw man filled in so good, and he does so well that he made you all forget about me. That's the one. That's the only Chris Shaw. That's how it's supposed to go. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Hey, Glenn,
that's a great compliment for Chris.
They're very old. So
no, they're not old. Lynn and Michael are great.
It'd be awesome if we could hear some of those older recordings.
Yeah. Lynn used to make chicken soup special for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, we're really going down memory lane.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
This is Gary. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
How long did you think this radio show would last?
No, I knew it would. I knew that they had something.
Don't say it, Glenn.
No. I knew it would last because I knew that they had something, and I knew where their hearts were.
These are genuine people, Lynn and Michael Golder, and they're really out to do something good in this world to help people. And I knew it would last. I knew it was a matter of them getting it back together again, because they were on before they came to WOKB, and they used to tell me about the great success that they had, and they wanted to get that back. Yeah. And they weren't sure they weren't sure whether or not they could, and by golly, they did. 6 years later, they did. Hurrah!
Wow.
And hallelujah.
They persevered.
Yeah,
they
man.
To get together with Glenn in person again.
And Gary, you
Glenn,
were there from the start.
Soup.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Anybody calling yet?
Nobody called yet.
Can we go to break?
Go to break. Don't go away. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We've been in a break, and then we come right back.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Calling all leaders, join us at the Executive Leadership Conference hosted by Vision Serve Alliance. Join hundreds of leaders in the field of blindness, low vision, and visual impairment for this three-day conference focused on networking, learning, and collaboration. Gain CEU credits, expand your network, and learn how to make a bigger impact in 2021. This year's VSA ELC is entitled Innovating for Success and will be on Tuesday, April 27th through the 29th. Register now at VSAELC.com.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I understand we have some calls on the line. Angela, who's the first one? Who's the first one that called in?
The first one is Marcia.
Marcia from Orlando, I understand.
Yeah,
Marcia, are you there? Marcia?
Marcia? Go ahead.
I think we lost her.
Okay.
Marcia?
I thought I heard her. Well, then we'll have to go to Anna.
Are you there, Marcia?
So let's try Anna.
I can't hear.
Hey, Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna. All right, then go talk to Anna.
Let's talk to Anna then. Marcia, we lost you. Anna?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Anna. Have you been listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show for long?
No, I have not. Actually, today is my first time listening.
You can't talk what you like about the show.
I can so far because I can tell you that my boyfriend is, participates with Lighthouse. And he's always listening. He's listening with us now. And he had asked me to go ahead and give you guys a call.
Oh, hey, excellent.
His first name?
My first name is Anthony. Oh, his name?
Oh, she's got a boyfriend?
His name is Anthony. And he's being featured this month as Lighthouse's... something with Lighthouse this month.
Yes, I read about him.
How cool was that?
Yes, he's being featured this month.
We're so glad you called. That's nice.
He's got a boyfriend. Yes.
That's very nice.
Yes. I love it because...
All right, so I got a wife and you got a boyfriend. Okay. So you just want a $25 gift card. Wow. You want it to come from CVS or do you want to come from Walgreens?
Walgreens,
okay. So, Angela, if you're listening, put down $25 gift card from Walgreens. But don't hang up, Anna. Give your address so we can send you this $25 gift card.
I hope you keep on listening. That's nice of you to call.
Keep on listening. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Tell Anthony we said hi and thank you for listening. And we're looking forward to meeting Anthony. Okay. I'd like to welcome our first guest, Zoomer, tonight. And he's not a newbie. Everybody knows him, at least everybody that's been listening.
What do you mean
to the show,
he's not a newbie? If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have a show.
That's right.
He's the first sponsor we ever had.
Right. Why don't you want to keep this from there?
Well, he's the tremendous. His name is Kyle Johnson. He happens to be the CEO and president of Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. Kyle Johnson, are you there?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Happy anniversary.
Hey, Kyle.
Well, thank you so much. First, thank you so much.
Hi, Kyle.
I'm Lighthouse Central Works and Lighthouse Works. We want to thank you so much for sponsoring this radio show. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a show back when.
Oh, buddy, well, I fear I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but I'll tell you, we're honored to be a part of it, and we're so glad we could provide initial support. You know, the way I see it, not only, you know, I've grown to know and care about all of you, but aside from that, you know, business-wise, I love that Lighthouse is supporting a blind business in our community, and the message you guys put out there and all the resources you share, you know, it's worthy of investment, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Kyle,
we
appreciate that. Kyle, it's just a brief visit tonight, why don't you give our listeners, especially those in the Central Florida area and those who might want to relocate, but give them a brief snapshot of the services that you offer at Lighthouse and the job opportunities that you're offering right now.
Well, sure, Lynn, thanks. You know, and for those of you out there that have heard this 1,000 times, I apologize. But Lighthouse Central Florida since 1975 has been the only provider of comprehensive vision-specific rehabilitation, training, and education. It's important to know that Lighthouse isn't there for what a lot of your consumers out there who are listening who aren't familiar with anyone who's blind. We don't just serve people you would stereotypically think as blind. We serve low vision to no vision. So that's a crucial detail that I want everyone to understand. And because I don't think some people send their, you know, their mom isn't quote-unquote blind, so she doesn't need Lighthouse. But she's having trouble dialing her cell phone, you know. She's socially awkward because she can't tell who just said hi to her, maybe. Whatever. She has a few trips and falls. We want to keep her safe and help her maximize her life. And so, you know, she might have low vision, and we can help her, too. I took the long way to tell you that. Sorry. But so we provide the services for Central Florida for people who are visually impaired or blind of any age, from birth through the end of life. And at Lighthouse Works, Lighthouse Works, you can think of it as Lighthouse Central Florida's revenue engine. It's a way that we can earn our own money to fund the services in this community. And so it's a social enterprise company, and we have a call center, supply chain, distribution, sourcing and fulfillment, and digital accessibility services. So we have an array of employment opportunities, and the whole company was created to create competitive careers for people who are visually impaired or blind, because 7 out of 10 Americans who are visually impaired or blind are out of the labor force, and then generate profit that we can give to Lighthouse Central Florida to pay for some of this ourselves. So I hope that's, I feel like that took me a half hour, Lynn. I apologize, but I hope that was adequate.
Hey, Kyle, I got a question for you. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. Great to hear your voice, my friend.
Well, thank you. You're good to hear yours, too. Now, you say that you take people from all ages. What's the oldest person that you put through a class?
Gosh, well, I have two answers to that. Since I've been around, I recall there was a gentleman who was 101 learning how to use his email so he could and access the internet so he could look at the, I think it was World War II, a website that he was involved in, the proof or whatever. But I think I've heard of a 103-year-old.
Wow.
I can't
verify. I told him you, Gary.
Yeah.
I heard Dave, what? Too, and I think I heard Brenda, but great to hear your voice, my friend.
Hey, Kyle, you know, when Michael and Lynn announced you, they forgot to mention that you're a singer and guitar player, too. Kyle and I were jamming there at the downtown a couple of weeks ago for the fundraiser for Lighthouse, and had a good time.
You rehearsed?
Yeah,
was
nice
all...
No, are you kidding? No rehearsal. No rehearsal necessary. No. No, we just totally winged it. We played a Beatles song, and we did a reggae tune too. So it was
Avalon.
Yeah, it was a blast. I think I might have lost 10 pounds that day, though. It was like the hottest day we've had for many months. So it was pretty incredible. But they should have T-shirts made up saying, you know.
Well, for all the listeners out there, Dave here volunteered his time and his talents to benefit Central Florida's blind and visually impaired by entertaining our audience at the Sight and Soul. This year, Virtual Walk Challenge, Finish Line Celebration. And Dave, I can't thank you enough, and I can't express enough how impressed I am with your courage to allow me to sing into a microphone while you are going to be singing into another microphone.
Are you kidding? I don't scare easy, you know that. No, it was awesome. No, it worked out great, man. Are you kidding? No, everyone loved it, hearing it, too.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Thank you so much, Kyle, for sponsoring this radio show for so long time. We appreciate it so much. Thank you, you and Lighthouse Works and Lighthouse Central Florida. We appreciate it so much. Can't wait to have you back. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks for being part of the anniversary.
You doing Michael?
But you broke up there, bud.
Awesome. Thank you.
I said,
for those folks,
have you been doing okay, my friend?
Yeah, coming along.
We'll maybe get some answers
okay.
This week, I hope. But thank
well,
you
guys, I know you got to run. Thank you very much for having me. happy 6th anniversary, and to all your listeners, thank you so much for supporting Blind and Beyond Radio like Lighthouse Central Florida does. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kyle. Thank you.
Have a good night, man.
Bye. You know, for those folks who don't know, let me explain something to you. This is not a podcast. We're on the radio. For those folks who are listening for the first time, this is a live radio show. We're on a few radio stations. A lot of people stream us all over the United States and Canada, plus all over the world. We now, I understand, have more than a million listeners to this radio show. So people are listening in. More and more people are joining us all over the country. And for people like Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works, we really appreciate they've been with us the whole time. Since the day we started, they've been sponsoring this radio show. You know, that's how we exist, because we're a nonprofit radio show. That's true. But we have to pay to be on radio stations. If you're listening on a radio station, we pay them. They don't let us on free. We have to pay them. Every minute on the radio, we have to pay them. We pay. There's a lot of money going out. We have to pay all the stations. We have to pay for the engineer. We pay for everybody. So the point is, all the people that are helping us, we really appreciate it. But you folks are listening to this radio show, I hope you enjoy it. I hope we entertain you. Our job is to entertain you. Hope we can give you some fun and entertaining during the show when you're listening to us. And it's not a tape show. It's live. So when we screw up, which I always do, and my wife yells at me, and then we have Sheila Young yelling at me. Everybody's yelling at me all the time. So all I can say is, all I can say, folks, for our listeners who've been listening to us for a long time, hope you enjoy us. For people like my friends out there, Carolyn in Brunswick, Georgia, if you're listening, Robert from Valley Forge, and just mention a few people that you got to call in and say hello. Don't forget, we got Kevin there in Brunswick, North Carolina. No. North Carolina.
Who was that?
Who's that?
David or Glenn?
Who knows?
Oh, it's Glenn then.
No,
out there in South Florida.
That's not me.
Just to mention a few, you know, we missed this show. A few people that were part of our show a long time, and I start thinking of them, and I get upset because I start getting very emotional. We lost our good girlfriend Patty.
Patty Land,
and she was one of the people. She happened to say, which I'll never forget. Gary was there. She said, this show wouldn't last. No, who's going to listen to a talk show about the blind? Yeah, may she rest in peace.
And
then Joe Pilano, he was great. Yeah, and then our girl, our lovely girl.
Maddie Hingson.
And Brooke and don't forget Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey. Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey. And Helen. Good Helen.
Helen, oh.
And we lost a lot of people over the years that love this radio show. And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, I hope you enjoy it. Hope you get your job, too, because don't forget, it's one of our missions to get people jobs that are vision impaired and blind. Right now, Gary, do you want to give out a prize?
I certainly would like to give out $25 tonight if somebody'd like to win it. I'm not going to play the song for you. I'm just not going to do that because if you've been listening for a while, you've been hearing the song over and over and over every time our show starts. I'd like to know the name of our theme song.
All right, so Gary wants to know the name of your theme song. For those people listening to the show, we play a theme song before we start the show. You know the name of it? Gary wants to know, do you know the name? It's for the $25 gift card. Just name the song. We play every show, every week. We start the show off with that theme song. Okay, the question Gary wants to know, who is singing that song? Gary, is that coming from anybody? Anybody can call
anybody.
In?
Anybody. First one calls in.
It's a $25 gift card for the first person calls in. 407-894-680. First person calls in. $25 gift card coming your way.
What's the name of the song? What's the name of the
theme song? We only have one theme song. $25 gift card coming your way if you call and guess it. You got 2 minutes to call in,
407-894-1680.
What's the name of the song? 407-894-1680. 25 gift card coming from CVS or Walgreens drugstore.
They don't even have to know who did it, huh? Just
nope.
With the nail.
What's the name of the song?
The name of the theme song. The name
I
of
like
it.
That.
Will do. Yeah, they should know it. It's been played every every time the show starts, every week.
The words are in the song, too.
Gonna win.
The name of the song is the words are in the song.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely. Should be an easy one. I should have callers calling in right now. Those lines ought to be busy.
894-1680.
It's possible the lines are just jammed, you know.
A lot of people might not know the name of the song. 407-894-1680.
Sort of a giveaway.
Yeah, we're trying to make it easy, you know.
All right, we got our first. Yeah. We have our first caller. Her name is Sherry, guys. Sherry.
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 Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you, Sherry? How is everybody? Sheila, David, Dave, and Charles, and Chris, and I can't remember your first engineer's name, but hello.
I know that girl.
It's Glenn.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
Is that you, Sherry?
Sherry,
Sherry Bunn.
Hi, Michael.
Sherry Bunn from Orlando, Florida. Okay, Sherry. So what do you think the name of the song is?
The first song that it starts off with at the very beginning is done by, it's called Lean On You.
We don't have to know that, just the name of the title. All we need is the name of the song.
Lean on Me.
You got it. She said it
you
right.
You got it, girl. You got it.
Ding, ding,
you
ding.
You got a $5 gift card.
You got a $25 gift card. You're coming away from, you want a CVS or Walgreens? Which one you want?
Walgreens, please.
Walgreens. Okay. Two Walgreens coming up.
Yes,
you did everything at Walgreens.
That's
so,
right.
Okay, so tell Angela your address. Oh, we'll send you the address.
Awesome.
We'll find you.
Thank you so much. You guys, this is a great show. You guys have done a great job. I'm so proud of all of you. I just think it's awesome.
Well, I you doing all right, Sherry? Sherry, you were there the day that we all met for the very first time.
Yes, I was.
Where was that?
Me and my
Where was that, Sherry?
I don't know where it was.
The Blue Parrot.
Gosh. No. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That was it.
It was not the Blue Parrot. It was the Green Parrot.
The Green Parrot.
Green Parrot. All right.
Green
Blue
parrot.
Parrot's down in the Keys. All right. I get a mix.
Green
there.
Parrot. It was the Green,
green
Parrot.
Thank you so much.
Man, you knew that one.
Yeah. He's colorblind. He didn't know.
Okay,
we're going to break. I'm the On Radio Show. Don't go away. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Calling all leaders, join us at the Executive Leadership Conference hosted by Vision Serve Alliance. Join hundreds of leaders in the field of blindness, low vision, and visual impairment for this three-day conference focused on networking, learning, and collaboration. Gain CEU credits, expand your network, and learn how to make a bigger impact in 2021. This year's VSA ELC is entitled Innovating for Success and will be on Tuesday, April 27th through the 29th. Register now at VSAELC.com. Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with Vision Serve Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now?
Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the hottest show on the radio. This is Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you're in your car, you know what you're listening to? Well, you listen to the hottest show. And that's what we're all about. Well, we call it the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what we're all about. Right now, I want to hear a little bit from Sheila Young. Sheila Young? Sheila Young, you there?
She's muted. She's muted.
I am.
So would you like to give out a $25 gift card? What would you like to say?
I would love to give out a $25 gift card. I happen to be president of something. So the first person that can say what I'm president of can win a $25 gift card to...
Oh, either. My God, that's so easy.
It's easy for you, Michael.
President of the United States of America.
Yeah, I hope not.
Next. Can you say words Next. Like that on the radio?
I mean, I had another one, but I because Gary...
No, can't say that.
Gary did what I was going to do, and it wasn't really that song. It was the other song, but... So anyway, if somebody can call in and tell me what I'm president of, then,
the easy part, and they should belong to it, though. That's easy better.
Well, there you go. That's a good one, Michael. All right. If you belong to one of the three things you are eligible.
Disqualified.
No. They're eligible.
Why are they eligible?
Three.
They know who you are.
You know what? Michael, I don't care. Okay?
Surprise, Michael.
It's my question, Michael.
Surprise.
Okay. Sheila, this is time to yell at Michael. There you go.
Yeah. You know, you called me bossy a couple weeks ago, so you know what?
Boo.
I love it.
Question.
Sit down, Michael.
Okay. All right, we've got John Street all the way from Clinton, Indiana, and he wants to try to answer the question. John, are you there?
John Street? I thought I heard John Street.
From Indiana. He's from Indiana. John from Indiana is on the phone. He's trying to answer.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Lost him. John, we lost you.
That didn't sound good.
Wait for a minute. Let him call back.
He was so nervous.
Yeah.
He was so nervous he hung up. John from Indiana.
He's not a member. That's the problem.
He can call. He can call in.
Yeah.
He's not a member. We said you have to be a member.
Okay, we got John back.
I'm president.
He's back? Okay.
John, go ahead.
John, you there?
Yes, I am, Michael. How you doing, bud?
Hello, John.
Hi, John.
How's everybody down there today? Sounds like you're having a ball. I like it.
Oh, we are. We are definitely.
We got a party going on, man.
It's a fun show.
It's all family. This is all family right now.
That's right.
Yep.
So what do you think he's president of?
He's the president of the American Council of the Blind in the South of
No.
Florida.
No, you're wrong.
Let him finish.
Pardon?
Say it again, John.
She said it right.
Council of the Blind, didn't she?
John, say it louder because we're having a hard time hearing you.
Pardon?
We're having a hard time hearing you, so say it again.
It's American Council of the Blind of South Florida.
Well, no, that's
close.
Not a correct
it's
answer.
Close.
That's not correct.
Oh, man.
Not the South Florida president. So okay. That's not a correct answer.
Okay. But so close.
Close.
Really close.
If I said that, you'd all yell at me.
I know. I wish you could just give it to him anyway.
I think he's confused. He's just confused.
I know I am.
You want to fix
I
that?
I am, too.
John, if you fix it, you're right. You're almost there, John.
If I didn't get it, I don't
stretch the answer. Stretch it.
Stretch it.
Pardon?
Come on, Sheila, help him.
Stretch it.
John, I'm not just South Florida, so what would I be?
Where are we from?
What about the whole state?
South Florida, I guess.
All right, John, you know what? We're going to give it to you.
Yay!
Yay! Very good. Very
happy
good.
Anniversary! Thank you, Sheila. You deserve it.
I'm not South. I'm the entire state.
State of Florida.
FCB.
Credit where credit is due.
Exactly. Close enough is right, mister.
Thank you for calling.
Give me
okay.
CVS, Walgreens, but CVS. Gift card.
Oh, he wants CVS.
Yep.
He wants CVS. 25 gift card.
You got it.
Okay,
got
David.
Thank you, John.
Good day, guys, and keep up the good work, Michael, Lynn, all of you.
Tell him to stay
thank
on the
you
line.
Thank you so much.
Give
your address. Give your address, John, to Angela.
She's getting him right now.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, she's on
the line. Thank you.
Yeah, she's getting it right now.
Okay. You want to give one, Big Dave?
Well, you know, I'm trying to think of a good question.
Yeah, way up here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just want to give it away. So, give it away now. You know, I'm talking about how many years? How many years was it again? Michael already said at the beginning of this show, how many years has the show been on the air? That's Blind and Beyond.
Let's get somebody likes the show. Why don't you call them and say, why somebody likes it?
Well, I hope they like the show, too, but I just want to know how many years. It's easy. It's less than 10. So please call in, 407-894-1680 is the number. That's 407-894-1680. Blind and Beyond are celebrating an anniversary. How many years?
Anniversary.
That's right. And they said it would never last.
What's it like about it? I'd like to know if anybody likes the show or not.
Happy anniversary.
Well, they're still listening. Unless someone's holding a gun to their head, they like the show. They just want to know what's going to come next.
Boy, David sounds loud. Woo.
I do?
Yeah, good speakers.
Wow, that microphone's a little too heavy duty. I'll back off.
Yeah.
Well, sounds good to me.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. The first one, you cannot be now from Orlando. I want to hear somebody from another city or another state. Let's hear somebody from another city, another state. Call in. I like that from Pennsylvania.
Gary, do you have your phone on speaker?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to hear somebody from Hawaii, Michael.
Nebraska. I'm calling for Nebraska today.
Have we ever had somebody call from Hawaii?
If you call it from Nebraska, I'll throw in a $20 gift certificate, an extra one.
All right, folks, I think we've got somebody. We've got a player.
894-1680.
Oh, yeah, we've got a player. His name is Hershey, and he's calling from Daytona.
Hershey. I know Hershey, I think. I think
Hershey,
I know.
What's his name, Hershey?
Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania.
Hello, Hersh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hersh, are you there, sir?
Hershey,
yes,
I am.
Ah, it's Hersh. I know, Hersh. Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, doing well. Well, happy anniversary, and it's going to be 6 years.
Wow. 6 years is right. You paid attention. Yay.
First time listener? You ever called in before?
Yes, I have. I called in during one of the conventions a couple months ago.
No kidding. For the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You got a $25 gift card now. You want your $25 gift card from CVS or Walgreens?
Walgreens is fine, and I appreciate it, and thank you so
Walgreens,
much.
Walgreens, okay. $25 Walgreens gift card coming to your way. Just give your name and address so we can send it to you.
Absolutely. We'll do.
I've got to tell everybody, Hirsch is a great help on the ACB technical list. He's always helping people out, and people post questions needing help on different aspects, and he's like a built-in instructor for us all, including me. He's bailed out many times. So,
do you like this show, even though I'm on it?
Did you hear
Hershey?
Did you hear what he said?
What
Michael asked you?
No, he's on the phone with Angie
you
right
there?
Now. No, he's on the phone.
You hung up already?
No. You Hershey, guys told him. Up? No, you told him to give Angie his information.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
He's tired of doing the more important stuff.
Yeah, he's trying to get the money. Show me the money.
Yeah.
He's getting the money.
Exactly.
Next person calls in. I'd like to know why you like the show, even though I'm on it.
Well, I know that. I can already tell you that Hirsch likes it because it's informative. Because he actually I told him about the big convention out in Arizona, and he was interested, so he tuned in to hear. So that's one of the big reasons. Informative, my friend.
That's part of our mission: fun, informative, educational,
and also jobs.
Weekend, another convention is coming up, so I hope those that are able.
On my chair.
Well,
Amy, you're pushing off my chair. Amy, you're pushing me off.
We'll listen to the Florida Council convention. So.
So which convention is coming up now?
The Florida Council of the Blind is this coming weekend.
And where is it going to be held at?
It's going to be at the Sheraton North Orlando Hotel. We are the first state ever to do a hybrid convention. So we will be in person and on Zoom. And if
Sheila?
You didn't... Yeah.
Could you explain hybrid if they don't know what that means?
Hybrid
means runs on gas or batteries.
Hybrid means that you can access the convention if you register, which registration is now closed, but you can call 1-800-267-4448 if you wish to register. And all of the Zoom links, so you can call on your phone, you can use your computer, tablet, smartphone, landline, whatever, and you can listen to the entire convention. And we have meetings starting at 7:30 Friday morning until noon Sunday. So it's, and we have a lot of people from Lighthouse here in Florida. Central Florida, Orlando, that will be doing presentations. And we have so many very cool and interesting topics. So I hope if anybody is interested, they would consider registering and calling our office and finding out how to do it. You can go to F as in Florida, C as in cat, B as in boy, .org. And look at everything we have coming, and it's going to be an awesome weekend. So, thank you, Michael.
Welcome. And folks, if you're from another association or another group, you can call in anytime you want and tell us about your group. If you belong to ACB, NFB, ACD, EFD, LID, whatever D you belong to, you call in and tell us about it. Wherever you belong. Belong to a legitimate organization, not political. Can't be political. So the point is, if you belong to something, you want to tell us about it, feel free, call us. 407-894-1680. And by the way, you can look us up on the web. Don't forget, more than 300 shows on our website. That's right, we archive all the shows. When this show's over, we archive it. You miss any part of this show, any of this, about 300 shows, we archive them all. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
How did they get in touch with you if they wanted to talk to you personally? With the,
they call you.
Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah, well, if they want to write to us, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out. By the way, folks, if you're calling WOKB when we're not on the air
during
the week or anything else, write to us. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We'll get back to you. We'll talk to you. We'll answer you. Okay? Don't forget. And by the way, call us now. I'd like to hear many folks out there would like to talk about the radio show, 407-894-1680. If you got something nice to say about the show, call in. There's a gift card waiting for you, 407-894-1680. You're a long-time listener of this show? Oh, I'll tell you one right now. If you are sighted, if you're sighted listening to this radio show, if you're sighted and listen to this radio show, feel free. Call in. We've got a $25 gift card waiting for you if you call and say something nice about the show. 407-894-1680. If you're excited, call in. Like to hear what you got to say about the show. And if you have something nice to say about the show and you don't like me, we can say that too. 407-894-1680.
So this is the booby prize.
You just took my question.
What? For those who don't like Michael?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was what they... Oh, I'm sorry, Charles.
Well,
oh, you can reword it, Charles. We come back the second hour. You do yours.
Yeah, when we come back after the top of the hour, we can do more.
Can do more, Charles. You give me another one.
We'll be talking to Peter from Spectrum.
So, folks, you got something to say? Maybe you call in 407-894-1680. I like to hear something from my friends. I don't hear any of my friends. None of my friends are calling in. Nobody of my friends must be not listening tonight.
They're all on the show.
The lines are all jammed.
On the show. That's funny.
That's so funny.
I'll go into the other room to call in.
Hey, it must be almost P-U-R-K-E-Y time, ain't it?
Yeah, I got... Pushed
no,
off my
actually,
chair.
I gave them a little bit before just to keep her quiet. That's not meant.
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything tonight.
I might throw that as a trivia, so don't say the name.
Okay.
I promised my cat that I was going to put her on the air tonight too. Cause I told Lynn how talkative she was, so I said at some point you better show off that you can talk on command. So we'll see. But Cammy may be making an appearance at some point here in the next hour. That could be a record-breaking time here.
So, folks, don't forget, folks, we've been on the air now. This is our sixth anniversary show. All kidding aside, I hope you love the show. I hope you like it. Hope you look forward to it as much as we do doing it. We love having you listen to the show. We appreciate you so much for listening. My whole reason for starting this show, just so y'all know, originally, was I wanted the people to know about the blind community. Because when I went blind, I never knew a blind person. I never spoke to a blind person. And I wanted them to know there's more about us than just our eyesight. We do things. We talk. We do. We have fun. And there's more to life than just your eyesight. And that's why we started the show. We wanted people to know about us. So I love you calling in. I love you being part of the show. And those folks who, well, feel a little down, maybe you can listen to the show. Maybe we can help you get up. Because we don't want negative people listening to the show. It's only positive people. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going through trials and tribulations the last couple of months with another illness. And I'll tell you this right now. The illness I'm going through now is worse than being blind. Yes, I went blind, but I never felt down being blind. What I got now, I feel down because it's terrible. Worse than blindness. So there's an old expression, which is true. There's always someone worse around the corner. You know, so eyesight, that's only your eyes. You can still do your whole world. You can still work. You can still talk and still enjoy your life. We're going to break. Looking forward to come back the second hour. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now Secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.